Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Me'ilah Daf Gimel, Me'ilah 3b, pagination is 6, starting a third of the way down at the end of a line, just after the word Teku, Amar Rav, Gidol Amar Rav. Rav Gidol said in the name of Rav, Zurikas Pigul, if one sprinkled the blood on the Mizbeach, with the wrong intent, so that's the status of pigul, so this is an invalid zurika, then eino motzi midei me'ila b'kodshei kodeshim, it's not going to remove the meat of kodshei kodeshim from its status of me'ila, because the process of shechita through zurika has not occurred in a kosher fashion to change its status. And likewise, by the lighter type of kodshim that are not considered me'ila until after a good shechita through zrika, and at that time, it's not me'ila unless that happens, and at that time, when that does happen, the emurim become a status of me'ila. So Rav Gidol Amar Rav is saying, Zurikas Pigul Eino. Zurikas Pigul will not accomplish what change of status a normal shechita through Zurika is supposed to accomplish. Again, it is the opposite of what's happening by Kodshei Kodeshim as opposed to Kodshim Kalim. By Kodshei Kodeshim, what's unique is that something is becoming permitted and no longer Me'ila, because the meat is permitted to the Kohanim, and even a non-Kohen is no longer prohibited because of Me'ila, because it belongs to Hekdesh, but rather because he's just not allowed to eat something designated for Kohanim. So there's a Me'ila change in status. And again, to review, Kachim Kalim is also a Me'ila change in status, in that until now there was no Me'ila, and now there is Me'ila in the Emurim, the part that's supposed to go on the Mizbeach. So this is the statement of Rav Gidol Amar Rav, that Zurikas Pigul does not accomplish whatever change of status Zurika normally would. Kodshei Kodeshim in its case, Kodshim Kalim in its case, Zurikas Pigul does not accomplish it. And being so repetitive, hopefully we have this clear in order to appreciate the question that follows. Yosef Abaye. Abayu was sitting, v'ka'amar lo l'hashmaita, and he said over this teaching of Rav Gidol Amar Rav, that pigul does not accomplish a change in status. Eisvi Rav Papa l'Abayu, Rav Papa asked Abaye, hashochet es hatoda, lifnim, a person who shecht the toda in the proper place, but the bread of the carbon toda is not in the same area, it's outside the wall. The bread does not become kadosh because it's not in the right place. Batanur, another case, he shecht it before the bread crusted up, is the expression, before it got hard and became the status of bread, and at this point it's only dough. Even if they all crusted except for one, so you don't have your requisite number, the bread does not become kadosh. Now we get to the question. The third case in the brisa that's being quoted, shachta chutz lezmano v'chutz lemekoma, if a person shecht this carbon toda with intent for out of its time or out of its place to eat from it, that's the case of pigul. So even though the word pigul wasn't used, but that's the case of pigul. Chutz lezmano, chutz lemekoma. And the rule is, kidesh halachem, pigul is effective. It does affect the change of status of the bread and turn it into a status of me'ila. Alma pigul maisi lali de mi'ila. You see that a shechita of pigul was able to change the status of the bread. So why is it in the case of Rav Yudel Amar Rav with a zrika that it's not changing the status of the meat? Ishtik. Abaya was silent. He did not know how to answer and make a distinction between these two cases. Kiyasa lekamedu Rabbi Abba. When the question came in front of Rabbi Abba, Omar Lei, he said, Bizrika. The rule of Pigul is that it only takes effect at the time of sprinkling. So when the shechita was done, it did not at that time have a status of pigul. It still would get processed. And when the zrika is done, then it'll get the status of pigul. So at this point, it's a shechita. And that's why the bread became sanctified and has me'ila apply to it. But in the case of Rav Yudel Amar Rav, the case was zrikas pigul. Zrika of pigul. And the zrika of pigul is indeed considered pigul. It's invalid, and therefore it does not sanctify or change the status. The Rambam in Me'ila Gimel Gimel, Kvar Bi'arnu, we explained, She'im b'kodshim kalim me'ila li'olam, kodshe kalim, the lighter type of kodshim, does not have me'ila, chutz me'emureyam achar zrikas hadam, Hamoeles, except for its innards that are going to go on the Mizbeach, that will have Me'ila if there's a Zrikas Dam that's valid. Avokodshim Kalim Shenispaglu, but Kodshe Kodshim that had Pigul associated with the Zrika, Avopisha Nizra Kadam, even though it was sprinkled, in Mualim Be'emureyem, you do not have the change of status, the change of status of Kodshei Kodeshim to become permitted and not Mi'ila, and the change of status of Kodshim Kalim for the Emurim to become Mi'ila. When it's dealing with the Zrika, then indeed the Pigul application makes it an invalid act, and therefore does not change the Me'ila status. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.